Best binoculars for your safari. On all our safaris, you'll get up close to the wildlife, perhaps closer than you ever expected. Still, you'll probably want to get even tighter views of a nearby lion or that leopard up above on the tree branch. And what about the canopy of bird life all about? Of course, the answer is to have a good pair of binoculars handy during your African safari. As part of the many amenities that are included in our 4x4 Land Cruiser Jeeps, you'll find high-quality Olympus binoculars for your use. They'll come in quite handy when you spot a black rhino rumbling over the savannah. You may also want to bring your own binoculars on safari, so we'll go over some considerations to factor in when buying a pair. What do all those numbers mean? 7x32, 8x40, 10x50. You'll see these specs when referring to binoculars. The first number is the magnification, 7, 8, or 10 times what your eye can see. You'll want a decent amount of magnification, since that's the reason you're using the binoculars in the first place. However, there can be a limit. Too high a magnification, like 12x, may make the image shaky and difficult to hold the binoculars steady. The second number, 32, 40, 50, is the size of the lens in millimeters. The larger the lens, the more light it will let in. This is especially important in low light situations like night safaris. But again, there is a limit to how large you'll want your lens to be, because bigger also means heavier. An ideal weight for a pair of binoculars you'll be carrying around all day is about 1.5 pounds or less. So, a pair of 10x42 binoculars will magnify 10 times and let in a good amount of light for early morning or evening game drives. More important binocular facts. Lens coating. This chemical treatment protects the binocular's lens from dirt, dust, and scratches when you're out in the wild. Eye relief. The distance from your eyes to the eyepiece. The larger this distance, the easier on your eye. 12 to 16 millimeters is a good range. Fog proofing. This is a method used to keep condensation from settling on the glass and mucking up your otherwise perfect image of that charging wildebeest. Waterproofing. Important on the unexpected trails of a safari where splashes occur. And then, of course, there's also the rain. The binoculars prism. This ingenious development replaces several stacked lenses formerly used for magnification. A prism is lighter and clearer than multiple pieces of lens glass. Or just use our excellent Olympus binoculars. But you don't have to go out and buy a pair of binoculars if you don't have the budget, or you are only intending to use them once for your safari. We are happy to offer our Olympus binoculars for every day of your journey. It's just one of the many extras we offer you on your personalized adventure with us.